KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. The Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend, Wawhide graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. We are delighted to be joined by senior Niall Dumpser, a member of the Wawhide Boys varsity basketball team, for our player profile interview. And Niall, as we're conducting this interview, it's prior to the beginning of Mid-Columbia Conference play. The Blue Devils scheduled to play Chiawana and Hanford this weekend. Now, a very interesting start to the season. The Blue Devils had a tough go in the home and season opener against Lewiston, but bounced back with a very nice win on the road at Wenatchee. So what were the differences in those two contests, other than the fact that the Blue Devils came up short against Lewiston and came out victorious in Wenatchee?
Well, people have asked me, they said, do you wish the games were flopped the other way? We win the first one, lose the second. I say absolutely not, because I think losing right out the gut, kind of getting punched in the face right away, kind of sends a message to the team to get ready for the season, or that maybe we thought we weren't where we thought we were. But you look at the competition levels, Lewiston was by far maybe a more competitive basketball team, but physicality was for sure a factor in terms of the reason we won or lost the game.
Now, when you look at a road trip, I mean, it's one thing to go to the Tri-Cities to play a Mid-Columbia Conference opponent, but my goodness, that was a long jaunt to Wenatchee, and then to beat them on their floor by 20-plus points, pretty amazing.
Yeah, it felt awesome. That bus drive was eternally long. I noticed it more coming back, but especially when we play those Spokane games, even Spokane's only 2.5, 3 up there. Wenatchee's probably the farthest I've traveled to play a basketball game in a long time. So the important thing is that once you get there, it's no different than any other game. You still have to go through your same process, routine, all that. It's just the bus ride, the time to get to the arena that's different.
So was it a case of lessons learned from the Lewiston game and then translating them into positive and successful results at Wenatchee?
Yeah, no doubt. You do have to take the good things, even from losses, and look at them and be like, this is something that we can rely on, or this is an identity that we can take. And so, for sure, looking at the things we did well and trying to encompass on that and, you know, highlight them and use them going forward.
And some opportunities this weekend to go forward, if you will. Going to be a tough matchup, obviously, against Chiawana. And Hanford hasn't exactly been an easy out either. Yes, the Blue Devils have had their share of success in recent years against the Falcons, but a lot of those games have been anything but easy.
Yeah, you look at the record and you're like, well, we should just go beat Hanford, you know, in our sleep. But I remember, like, I think my freshman or sophomore year, we had a great team and we just dropped one. They caught fire. We just got lazy. And so we can't really look at who we're playing. We have to treat this like it's any other game, you know, scout our best and do everything that we need to do to ensure that we win the basketball game.
And we're in the early stages of this 2025-26 season, obviously. I'm sensing, once again, a case where there's a Blue Devil team that's very united and very together.
Yeah, I will point that to the second half of last season, where we as a team focused on getting together, hanging out off the court, and really kind of bonding with each other and building good chemistry. And I think we started winning games after that, and, you know, going into this year, we're like, okay, maybe there's something to be said for that. So it has been an effort to, for our team to spend time off the court, hanging out with each other and building kind of a group.
And there's going to be a couple of Mid-Columbia Conference games following this weekend. The new kid on the block, Sageview, going to provide the opposition a week from Friday, and then the following Saturday, a road trip to Hermiston, and then a little nugget during Christmas break with the Cheney Blackhawks coming to town.
Those are all 3A teams, and I think it's really important that we bring our best, especially for those games. These are teams that we're going to see throughout the year, possibly in the playoffs. It'd be very important for us to set a tone, kind of show who we are against these teams. Because these are the teams, again, that we will be seeing as the year progresses.
Now, I know it's late fall, approaching winter, but got to ask, how's the golf game?
Haven't played much, but I'll tell you what, my irons are feeling a lot better than they were in the summer, so that's a good progression.
Now, once you leave the hallowed halls of Walla Walla High School, is there a school or schools that you're looking at? Perhaps a school where you can further your golf career?
So, absolutely. I'm looking to play golf as much as I can. We'll see if I decide to do that collegiately. I still haven't made the decision yet, but I'll play recreationally, of course, anywhere I go. I've applied to the UW Huskies. I've applied to UW, so that is for sure when I'm up there. And then I have a couple more schools on my list, but I would say UW is the front runner in my eyes.
All right. Once a Blue Devil, always a Blue Devil. Perhaps in the future, a Washington Husky. That remains to be seen, but we've still got a lot of ball left to be played, a lot of business to take care of, and we certainly want to thank Senior Niall Dumpster for joining us for our player profile interview. It's presented by our good friend and Wahigh graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. In the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And head coach Spencer Hessler, as we're conducting this interview, it's prior to the beginning of Mid-Columbia Conference play this weekend. The Blue Devils scheduled to play Chiawana and Hanford. The Blue Devils, in their last outing as we're conducting this interview, a very, very good win on the road after the disappointment of the Lewiston contest and the season opener in the Wahigh Gym. Oh, was it nice to go on the road and get a nice win at Wenatchee and by a pretty decent-sized margin, no less.
No, for sure. I thought our kids responded really well coming out of that Lewiston game. I thought we played hard. We kind of did our run and jump style from the get-go and kind of got some energy built up. And it was fun to see the guys kind of respond off each other and get some buckets fall early and rally from there.
And not exactly the easiest thing to do considering the length of the road trip.
No, but, I mean, it's no different than going to Spokane when you really think about it. And it was, I don't know, for me it was kind of fun because that was part of my league back in the day. So I kind of walked into that gym and I was like, saw the, you know, I played in that gym. I actually won a big playoff game there my senior year. So it's kind of fun to go back to that gym and a lot of memories in that gym for sure.
I was just going to say, are there any memories that you have playing up in Wenatchee? You mentioned a big, big postseason win.
Yeah, my senior year we went up there and we beat Wenatchee on the road. Which led us going to Eisenhower, who was undefeated at the time, number 3 in the state, and then beating Eisenhower for the district championship. But we had started in Wenatchee Gym. We couldn't get to Eisenhower without that one. So, yeah, definitely a lot of memories up there.
And the preparations for league competition, it's basically going to be league from here on out, minus one non-conference game coming up in late December.
Yeah, I'm glad we got two non-conference games to kind of prep us for that. Chiawana is going to be a handful. They're really good, and they got a lot of experience coming back, so I'm excited for us to kind of go on the road again and keep learning, keep growing, and keep getting better.
Yes, indeed. And I was talking in the player profile interview with Niles Dumpster and basically said that the Hanford matchups in the past, for the most part, have gone the Blue Devils' way, but in a lot of cases, they have not been the easiest of victories to attain.
Yeah, Hanford plays a little bit different style zone, so a lot of times we play them on this Saturday, so it's kind of a short transition to get ready for them, but we kind of know what they do, and I'm hoping we know what they do. They're playing their first game Friday, so we'll be ready for them. We'll have a short time to get ready for them, but I mean, if we come out with confidence and play with our style that we're starting to do, I think we'll be okay.
Now, this is something I wanted to talk to you about in the last Coach's Corner interview that we did, but it slipped my mind, unfortunately. But now that it's on my mind, I'm going to get it out there. The fact that the coaching staff has some familiar faces, but also a new face, a couple of new faces, in fact, right?
Yeah, we're a very young staff as far as coaching experience. Coach Smith's our JV coach. He started with us last year. I played high school basketball with him. He's our JV coach. Our freshman coach, Brian Clother, is one of my best buddies. We played all high school sports together. He's our freshman coach, and he's also the first-year coaching. And Wayne Frank's the new coach. So we got a lot of young coaches, but I got Coach Block here, who's kind of the veteran on staff, who kind of helps everybody and helps me. And I think we're going to be just fine. They're good guys. They work hard. I think we're going to be just fine in a couple of years.
Yes, indeed. And this year's Blue Devils, no different than teams of the past from the standpoint of a team that's very together and very close-knit, something that Mr. Dumpster talked about in our player profile interview.
I think you have to be. I think that's part of what makes teams really good is when you spend time off the court together. And, you know, we do the team dinners like everybody. We went to a Whitman basketball game last Saturday, which was fun for us. We got to hang out. We got to see Ken Higgins play and see Coach Berg on the sideline. So, yeah, final things like that to hang out together and just encourage them spending time together off the court is very, very important for us.
Now, we have an idea of how you have adapted from the assistant coaching role to now the head coaching role. Well, now, how about your family? What do they think of this head coaching business?
Honestly, it's not that much different than what I was doing last year. I told my wife it actually might be better because now I'm in control of the schedule a little bit, but it's just a lot of time. I couldn't obviously do it without my wife's support, and she's the best partner I could ask for. She's very supportive in everything I do, and she knows how important this is to me, so she supports me 100%. Yeah.
And I'm sure the little ones don't mind having grandma and grandpa around.
Of course. No, they love it, and they're excited to come to the game and have licorice, and they're awesome. I love seeing them at the games, for sure.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. They remind you, in the field, on the road, or in the lab, working to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups with the Hutchins Family Farms. Pre-game show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside, and continuing our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show with starting lineups presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, "Better than I deserve." The starting lineup for the Hanford Falcons, as announced by head coach Alan Griffin. Garrett Coe at a wing slash guard, 6 foot and a junior. Maddox Riley at a forward slash guard, 6 feet tall and a junior.
Derek Rowe at guard, 6 feet tall and a junior. Dalton Jenkin at forward, 6 feet 4 inches tall and a senior. And Connor Clifton at a wing slash forward, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a junior. Starting lineup for the Wahigh Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Spencer Hessler. Micah Eggert at guard, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a junior. Derek Bingham at a guard slash forward, 6 feet tall and a junior. Jacob Griffith at a guard slash forward, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a senior. Colt Pemberton at a guard slash forward, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a senior. And Niall Dumpser at guard, 6'1" and a senior. Those are the starting lineups for this upcoming boys contest between the Wahigh Blue Devils and Hadford Falcons. The starting lineups were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, "Better than I deserve." And that's going to do it for our pregame show. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. We'll be back to the Wahigh Gym after a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, Roy Eliah coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Our sincere congratulations to Wahigh girls basketball coach Mike Clark and his Lady Blue Devils, who earlier this evening defeated the Hanford Falcons by a final count of 64-18. Also happy to report both the Wahigh boys and girls junior varsity teams victorious in action earlier today, both teams defeating the Hanford Falcons. And we're hoping for some good fortune for the Blue Devil boys basketball team in this upcoming contest with the Hanford Falcons. Not going to be an easy task. Hanford, though, you have to wonder how much they have left in the tank after a draining victory last night over Sageview. A very exciting contest, a game that went overtime, a game won by Hanford, a final score of 81-79. We'll be back to the Wahigh Gym to get this contest underway after we step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, Roy Eliah coming here for our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahigh Blue Devil boys about to take on the Hanford Falcons in Mid-Columbia Conference action. Blue Devils coming off a loss last night at Chiawana. The Blue Devils defeated by the Riverhawks 64-36. We are set and ready to go. We'll be getting this contest at or close to on time. Looks like we're going to be tipping this game off at 5:01 on this Saturday evening. And now, the Wahigh Fight Song! And we are set and ready to go. Our first quarter presented by our good friend, former Wall High athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Jacob Griffith to jump center for the Blue Devils. And the contest is underway. The tip easily controlled by the Hanford Falcons, and we are underway. Coe with a basketball. Swing it on the near side. A bounce pass inside down in the low block. A knock away by Griffith, and the ball out of bounds. It will stay with Hanford. Hanford inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline front court. Ball comes in on the near side to Riley. Up top to Clifton. Near side Coe. Garrett Coe. Far side to Clifton. Against Jacob Griffith. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Here is Rowe near side. Hits it in the near corner. Now on the wing is Riley. And the shot clock expires! A shot clock violation out of the chute. And the Blue Devils will inbound in the backcourt. Hanford to pick up in the backcourt. Here is Derek Bingham. Derek Bingham into the front court with the basketball. Hanford in a man-to-man. Far side, Cole Pemberton, free throw line extended. Nice bounce pass inside for J. Griff, who lays the ball up and in. Jacob Griffith. Thank you, Cole Pemberton. 2-0 the Blue Devils. Hanford in possession of the basketball, donning black jerseys this evening. Very handsome jerseys indeed, with white numerals, white lettering, and gold trim. Here's a long three out front. Going to be short. Missed by Riley, and the ball out of bounds to Hanford. Falcons inbounding on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Here's a shot inside, put up and missed. Rebound off to Pemberton. Now it's Niall Dumpser. Dumpser with a basketball. Dumpster will drive into the lane, throw up a teardrop. It's in and out and in! An early dumpster fire! The River Nile makes it 4-0 the Blue Devils. Just over a minute and a half into the first quarter. In the near corner, here's a shot put up by Coe. It's off the rim, no good. A three-point attempt, and the ball knocked out of bounds by the Falcons. It will be Blue Devil basketball. Niall Dumpster inbounds it to Micah Eggert. Picked up in the backcourt by Rowe. Now the pick by Pemberton. Rowe stays with him. Gets it in the near corner for a shot put up that is missed off the rim by Griffith, and the rebound off to Hanford. Falcons in possession. Far side, it's Rowe. Rowe driving far side in deep on the left-hand side is cut off. Now it is Coe. Gets it up top. A long three on the way by Clifton is off the rim, no good, and the rebound off to Pemberton. Bounce it far side to Eggert. Micah Eggert into the front court for the Blue Devils, who lead 4-0. He goes into the lane. Bounce pass inside for Griffith. His shot blocked from behind and out of bounds. The ball will stay with the Blue Devils. Wahai to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Front court. Eggert looking to get it in. Micah will lob it into the backcourt to Colt Pemberton, who backpedaled to get that out-of-bounds pass. Hands off to Derek Bingham. Now it is Niall Dumpster. Dumpster, top of the key extended to Colt Pemberton. Colt will dribble far side, far corner, Jake Griff for three. It's good! Three ball, corner, pocket for Jay Griff. 5 early points in the game for number 5 in the white jersey. 7-0 the Blue Devils, 5-10 and counting left in the first quarter. And a reach-in foul is going to be called. Rowe driving down the middle of the lane, and he is fouled. A reach-in foul on Micah Eggert of the Blue Devils. In a zip zone Conoco substitution, Kalama Roberson in for the Blue Devils for Colt Pemberton with 5:09 left in the first. 7-0 the Blue Devils. Hanford inbounds. Far side it is Clifton. Between the rings, Riley. Maddox Riley guarded by Bingham. Lost the ball, dribbled it off his foot. He recovers far side. Gets it off to Clifton. Clifton, 15 on the shot clock. Off to Coe. Coe against Derek Bingham. Out between the rings to Clifton. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Ball goes inside. The ball knocked away by Eggert. Taken by Eggert. Gets it off to Dumpster from the seat of his pants. Here is Dumpster near side for the Blue Devils on the dribble. Drops it off for Griffith. Near side Dumpster. Dumpster, he'll drive. He'll shoot, and he will miss it. Rebound deflected by Bingham. Taken by Hanford. Here's a transition opportunity. Lay-in put up and good by a cherry-picking Derek Rowe. And he gets Hanford on the board. It's 7-2, the Blue Devils. 4:15 and counting left in the first quarter. Here is Eggert driving far side on the wing to Bingham. Derek into the lane. He'll reverse it for two. Bada bing, bada boom. What a play by Bingham. The reverse lay-in gives the Blue Devils the lead, and here is a steal by Bingham. He'll get it inside for Roberson, who will score. Timeout, Hanford. Holy Toledo. The Blue Devils on fire here in the early going. 3:53 remaining in the first. Blue Devils 13, Falcons 2, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several best of the best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. It's 11-2 the Blue Devils. Hopefully in a moment it'll be 13-2 Blue Devils, or perhaps 14-2. That's impossible right now because Hanford possesses the basketball. Coe gets it up top. Here is a long three on the way by Riley, and he drains it. A three straight away by Maddox Riley. Good looking shot. 11-5 the Blue Devils. Bingham out front. Bad pass will go into the backcourt. Saved into the front court by Eggert. Taken by Jay Griff. His pass deflected near side. Taken by Roberson. Will it go out of bounds? No, it will not. Ball taken by Eggert. Roberson far side. Dumpster for three. It lodges itself between the rim and the backboard. Alternating possession favors the Blue Devils. Blue Devils will inbound on the baseline. Front court. The baseline presented by Washington Trust Bank. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Wahai 11, Hanford 5. 3:04 left in the first. Micah Eggert to inbound on the baseline. Far side to Bingham. Derek inside to a cutting Dumpster for the lay-in. Nice execution by the Blue Devils. 13-5 in favor of the good guys. Hanford in possession. Rowe with a basketball. Hits around Eggert. Goes into the lane. He'll throw one up off the glass and good. 13-7, the Blue Devils. 2:35 and counting left in the first. Eggert driving near side into the lane, throws up a runner and scores! 15-7, the Blue Devils. Hanford in possession, near side with a basketball is Perkis. His three is no good from the near side. And the rebound off to Derek Bingham. Bingham front court. He'll drive on the far side. He'll throw it up on the far side. No, but he is fouled. He is bodied and fouled on the play. He is fouled by Perkis. Asa with his foul, with his first foul. It occurs with 2:11 left in the first, and Derek Bingham to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first is good. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions. Colt Pemberton in for the Blue Devils along with Gabe Davenport. Jay Griff to the sideline along with Dumpster. The scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, why not with the best? Give Lawson a call. 509-524-8260. 7-7. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw up and good for Bingham. And the Blue Devils lead 17-7. Pass in the front court, and an over-the-back foul going to be called on Roberson as he went over the back of Rowe, who accepted that pass from the back court. That's the second team foul against the Blue Devils. And Hanford will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline, far side, front court. Just off top of the key extended. Riley bounces it in for Rowe. Far side with the basketball is Jenkins. And a pass out front stolen. And a grabbing foul is going to be called as Roberson knocked the ball away and looked to advance in the front court. And he is grabbed from behind by Perkis of the Hanford Falcons. That's two team fouls aside and a substitution for Hanford. Re-entering the ball game is Connor Clifton, a zip zone Conoco substitution. 1:52 and counting left in the first quarter, 17-7 the Blue Devils. Micah Eggert on the dribble. Gets away from Rowe, goes into the lane, and he will lay the ball up and in! Micah Eggert, pedal to the metal, personified! 19-7 the Blue Devils, 1:35 and counting left in the first quarter. Rowe far side of the basketball, baseline jumper is good! Derek Rowe with a half dozen in the game, 19-9 the Blue Devils. Good looking shot on the far baseline. A thing of beauty by the Hanford guard. Micah Eggert, near side to Gabe Davenport. Hanford in a man-to-man. Bounce it to Colt Pemberton. Far side Davenport, a long three by Gabe. Off the back, the pin no good. Rebound off to Bingham. He'll dribble to the far side. He'll drive far side. He is cut off. Bounce pass inside for Davenport, and his shot blocked from behind. Hanford comes away with a basketball. Far side, it's Clifton. Gets it in the far corner, a three on the way, put up and missed by Jenkin. And the rebound off to the Blue Devils, taken by Eggert, bounces it to Pemberton. Pemberton into the front court. Far side, here is Davenport, a three on the way after a great move far side, and he rattles home the Bruce Reed three from the far wing. Holy Toledo! Davenport leaving a jockstrap on the floor with that move on the far side to extricate himself from what, if any, defense Hanford had on the far wing. And at the other end, it's Rowe responding with a deuce for Hanford. And the Blue Devils up 22-11. 15 seconds left in the first quarter. Bingham into the lane, puts it up and in, and he is fouled! And that foul is called on the Falcons' Maddox Riley. That is the third team foul on the Falcons, and Derek Bingham to the free throw line for a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. 12 and 4 tenths seconds remaining, first quarter, 24-11 in favor of the Blue Devils. Bingham at the stripe. His free throw is rounded off. He missed it. A heartbreak. Pemberton fights for the rebound, but the ball is claimed by Coe. Near side, here is Clifton with a basketball. Down to 4 seconds, down to three, down to two. Clifton near side, bounce it on the near side to Coe. His jumper is good near side at the buzzer. Big shot by Coe to end the first quarter, and after one, it's Wahai 24 and Hanford 14. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro can help you create personalized strategies to reach your financial goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755, a member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Wahai Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9. And check out KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to the Wahigh Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Multiple substitutions into the game presented by Zip Zone Conoco during the quarter break. Hanford with the first possession of the second quarter. Near side with the basketball. There's Rowe. And Rowe will bounce the ball inside. The ball is lost out of bounds by Sev Frank. End of the contest. Brennan Fuller also in there for Hanford. Lincoln Heinrich has checked in for the Blue Devils, as has Luke Higgins. Here is Roberson. Bounce it on the far side. A dangerous pass taken by Davenport. Bounce pass near side to Roberson. Roberson into the lane. Short jumper. Yes! Kalama Roberson with four in the game. 26-14, the Blue Devils. And Clifton is going to be harassed and fouled near side by Roberson. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Roberson will check out. He'll be replaced by Derek Bingham. 53 seconds in to the second quarter. 26-14, the Blue Devils. Rowe with the basketball. Near side it goes to Brennan Fuller. Now driving is Coe. Coe will throw one up from the free throw line and miss it. Little crossover move there and the rebound to Pemberton. Blue Devils in possession. Near side here is Bingham. Skips it up top to Heinrich. He is guarded by Fuller. Far side Higgins. Bounce pass inside for Pemberton. He is double teamed. Reverse lay and put up. No good. But there for the putback is Heinrich. Lincoln Heinrich scores. It's 28-14, the Blue Devils. Quickly Hanford the other way, going into the lane and traveling with a basketball going down the middle of the lane is Coe. Zip Zone Conoco substitutions for Hanford. Riley, he re-enters, and Nate Allen, Nate the Great, in for the Blue Devils. And he replaces Colt Pemberton with 6:22 left in the second quarter. 28-14, the Blue Devils. Heinrich in the backcourt. Picked up by Coe. Dribbles to the near side. Stops the dribble near side to Higgins. Higgins will drive near side. And he stepped on the end line. Ball back to Hanford. Blue Devils turn it over. Blue Devils will pick up in the backcourt. The ball into Coe. Now it is Fuller near side, and Fuller is going to be bodied and fouled by Luke Higgins. Higgins with the foul, his first. Hanford inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline, front court, just to the right of our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location here at the Wahigh Gym. Far side, it's Coe. Between the rings to Fuller. Near side to Clifton. Gets it to the high post for the basketball is Frank. Now dribbling near side is Clifton. High post to Frank. Pass inside. Shot put up and off the glass. And off the iron, no good. Tough break there for Hanford. And the Blue Devils come away with the basketball. Here is Bingham. Bingham into the lane. Bingham reverse lay-in. Good! Derek Bingham with a little acceleration has 8 points in the game, and the Blue Devils up 30-14. It's over 2.5 minutes into the second quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game, and we're delighted to have you with us for our coverage. And we're going to have a violation on Hanford, perhaps an offensive foul on the Falcons. A moving screen called on Frank. And a Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Back into the ballgame is Jenkin for the Hanford Falcons. Here is Bingham with a basketball. Into the front court. Goes into the lane. Makes a nice move. Bounce pass inside. It gets loose. Recovered by Allen. Near side to Higgins. Higgins with one dribble. Goes cross court. Davenport for three. Yes! Hey! Bruce Reed, three for Gabe Davenport. who sofas the Blue Devils into a 19-point lead. 33-14, the Blue Devils, 4:55 and counting left in the second quarter. Here's a long three out front, up and good by Clifton. At least a half a dozen feet off the top of the key. An amazing shot by Clifton. 33-17, the Blue Devils. Here is Higgins. Far side, Heinrich. Up top to Bingham. Now to Davenport. Gable drive on the near side. Lost the basketball. It's taken in the lane by Bingham. And Bingham will throw it up in and out. A heartbreak, and the rebound comes off to Jenkin. Now it is Clifton. He'll try another long three from out front. It's off the back of the rim. No good. A pretty good look that time, but the shot just a little too strong. Hanford gets the offensive rebound. Shot out front way off the mark for Coe. Another offensive rebound. Hanford. Blue Devils come away with the basketball after the empty Hanford possession. The Falcons unable to score. Despite multiple opportunities, Bingham into the lane, going to be called for traveling. Shuffle the feet just a bit too much as he entered the lane. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Griffith and Eggert back for the Blue Devils. Davenport to the sideline along with Higgins. Your Edward Jones, Lawson Knights scoreboard update. Wauhai 33, Hanford 17. As we pass the midway point of the second quarter. Near side with the basketball is Cole. Gets it in the corner. Driving on the near side, being cut off is Riley. Now it is up top to Clifton. Pass on the far side, cut put up. Off the rim, no good for Fuller. Here are the Blue Devils in transition. Eggert passing the far side to Allen on the wing. To Eggert up top. Heinrich launches a three up top. It's good! He rattled that baby home, did Lincoln Heinrich. If he comes back in the afterlife, he's going to come back as a rattlesnake after that make. Holy Toledo! 3.5 minutes left in the second quarter. 3:32 to be more precise. Wauhai 36, Hanford 17. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The scoreboard update earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, why not try it with the best? Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. 3 minutes, 32 seconds remaining to be played in the second quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wauhai Blue Devils, 36. The Hanford Falcons, 17. Hanford in possession of the basketball. Far side, it's Clifton. He's up top to Coe. High post to Jenkins. Now a shot out front, shot in and out, a heartbreak for Hanford. Jenkins fights hard for the rebound, puts one up off the side of the backboard, gets it back, and gets it on the near side to Fuller. Here's a three-pointer up top. It's up and good. A three straight away by Maddox Riley. The fourth tray of the game for the Falcons. It's 36-20, the Blue Devils. Micah Eggert near side with the basketball. Up top, here's Jay Griff for three. And that one is in and out of heartbreak. It corkscrewed out. And the rebound comes off to Jenkin of Hanford. Now it's Clifton in the front court on the dribble. Far side Coe, guarded by Eggert. Far side Clifton. At the next dead ball, Pemberton and Dumpster will return to the Wauhai lineup. Shot clock at 8. Shot clock at 7. At 6. At 5, Riley with the basketball, a long three out front. It's going to be airball and go out of bounds. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Colt Pemberton, Niall Dumpster in for the Blue Devils. Nate Allen to the sideline, along with Lincoln Heinrich. Those two young men giving the Blue Devils quality minutes while they were in there. That is for sure. The Blue Devils inbounding in the backcourt with 2:15 left in the second quarter. Blue Devils 36, Hanford Falcons 20. Far side with the basketball is Micah Eggert. Eggert has his pocket pick. It's loose, but he gets the ball back. Now he is double teamed. Reach in, and Hanford will knock the ball out of bounds. Good double team pressure, but Wahigh will retain possession. And a zip zone Conoco substitution. Rowe is back for Hanford. He replaces Fuller. Dumpster bounces it into the backcourt to Micah Eggert. Picked up from the backcourt by Coe. Micah on the dribble. Got a pick by Pemberton. He'll go into the lane, and he is going to be bodied and fouled. Going to be blocked and fouled on his way to the goal. And the foul is called on Jenkin of the Hanford Falcons. Each team with two fouls here in the second quarter. Blue Devils to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Bounce pass near side to Bingham. Derek Bingham with a basketball. Up top for Eggert. Eggert bounces it up for Pemberton. Bounce pass inside for Jay Griff. Far side Dumpster. He'll drive from the far side near corner. Here is a three on the way. Off the top of the backboard for Eggert. Long rebound comes off to Dumpster. Down to 10 seconds on the shot clock. Dumpster will drive into the lane. He'll throw up a runner. Off the glass and good! He is fouled! Oh, baby! What a remarkable shot by Dumpster! And Nile is fouled on the play. He is fouled by Coe. Another Dumpster fire. This one off the glass. And the free throw, the Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw rattles in and out. Pemberton keeps the rebound alive, deflects it far side to Eggert. Eggert loses the basketball on the far side to Clifton. And then Clifton will bounce it off a Wahigh sneaker and out of bounds. And the ball will stay with Hanford. And a 30-second timeout called by the Blue Devils with 1:22 left in the second quarter. Wahigh 38, Hanford 20, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back at the Wahigh Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Wahigh Blue Devils 38, Hanford Falcons 20. Hanford in possession of the basketball. Clifton far side will drive. Get it up top. Rowe is left open. Three on the way is around and off. And the rebound off to Jay Griff. Jacob Griffith with the rebound. Pemberton now. It is Derek Bingham in possession of the basketball. We're in the final minute. Time remaining second quarter. 38-20. The Blue Devils. A strong drive by Bingham. He cannot finish. Ball deflected by Jay Griff to Colt Pemberton for the lay-in. Colt with his first two of the game. And the Blue Devils up 40-20. 46 seconds and counting left in the second quarter. Hanford in possession of the basketball. Near side Clifton for three, and it's good. From long distance, Connor Clifton makes it 40-23, the Blue Devils. Dumpster on the dribble for the Blue Devils. Near side, Jacob Griffith. Jay Griff with a basketball. Up top to Eggert. Pass on the far side. Knocked away from Dumpster. Dumpster knocked it out of bounds. He was bumped on the far side. No foul was called. And Hanford will get it back on the Wahigh carelessness. 19 and 3/10 seconds remaining in the second quarter. 40-23, the Blue Devils. Pass on the near side. Almost got away, but it's taken by Riley. Now it's off to Rowe. Rowe gets around Dumpster, goes into the lane, throws up a runner. It's around and off. He missed it. Offensive rebound. A putback put up and no good by Jenkin. Blue Devils come away with a rebound. 2 seconds. One. Here's Jake Riff, far side for three. It is no good off the front of the rim. And here at the halftime, Wahigh 40, Hanford 23. Coming up next, the land title of Walla Walla County halftime report after a 2-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. For the first time ever, starting December 12th through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. Check out our Instagram and Facebook pages for your daily chance to win gift cards from many local restaurants and businesses. We have more new and certified pre-owned Toyotas than ever. They must be sold for us to get the units we need for the new year. No reasonable offer will be turned down. I know that sounds cliche, but just try us. May all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil boys leading the Hanford Falcons here at halftime, 40-23. Our halftime report is presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. We begin our Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report with halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. Scoring in the first half for the Blue Devils, Kalama Roberson with 4, Micah Eggert with 4, Derek Bingham with 8, Gabe Davenport with 6, Lincoln Heinrich with 5, Jacob Griffith with 5, Colt Pemberton with 2, Niall Dumpster with 6. Balance, balance, and more balance for the Blue Devils in half number 1. The Blue Devils with 17 first half field goals, 4 from Bruce Reed range. The Blue Devils 2-for-4 from the free throw line. The Blue Devils whistled for 4 personal fouls. 4, Hanford, Coe with 3, Riley 6, Rowe 8, Clifton 6, Hanford with 9 first half field goals, 5 from 3-point territory. The Falcons did not attempt a free throw in the first half, and Hanford was called for 6 personal fouls. Our halftime statistics once again presented by our good friends, Wahai alums as well, Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. In our halftime score, Wahai 40, Hanford 23. We'll continue our Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Wahigh Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahigh Blue Devil boys, 40. The Hanford Falcons, 23 here at the halftime break. And we continue our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report by telling you that March the 28th is a big day for Blue Devil Nation. The annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction set for a 5 o'clock start at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. Dinner will be served at 6 o'clock. All the proceeds raised on that last Saturday in March will go to benefit Walla Walla High School Athletics. Individual tickets, just $50, or perhaps your business would like to sponsor a table. That is certainly not out of the realm of possibility, but you better act quickly because the tickets and those business opportunities are going to go very, very fast. And more information can be obtained by contacting Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters. So again, we want to congratulate Wahigh girls basketball coach Mike Clark and his Lady Blue Devils, who earlier this evening defeated the Hanford Lady Falcons to pick up their first win of this 2025-26 season. The Blue Devils victorious earlier in the day, 64-18 over the Lady Falcons of Hanford. That's going to do it for our halftime report. It was presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. In our halftime score, Wahigh 40, Hanford 23. We'll have second half action from the Wahigh Gym after a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
There's no place like home for the holidays, especially one filled with the pleasant smells and tastes of the season. Let us help. Hopper Specialty Meats is featuring smoked whole turkeys, turkey breasts, and turkey legs, and smoked Christmas hams throughout the holidays. Get your holiday turkeys and Christmas hams pre-ordered today. Call Hopper Specialty Meats at 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Or stop in and see us in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devils 40, the Hanford Falcons 23. Our third quarter going to be presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Next weekend, the Blue Devils scheduled to take on Sageview on Friday. We'll be traveling to Hermiston on Saturday. Airtime will be 5:15 next Friday night from the Wahai Gym. And next Saturday from Hermiston, our airtime will be 2:45 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. The second half is underway. Micah Eggert possesses the basketball off to Niall Dumpser. Here's Cole Pemberton, top of the key near side. Nice looking side for Dumpser off to Bingham on the far baseline. Eggert. And a three-point attempt that is no good. Dumpster gets the rebound. Bullets a pass inside. It goes off of two Hanford players and right to Jay Griff for an uncontested lay-in. Sometimes better to be lucky than good. And a throwaway in the backcourt. Coe throws it to the Washington Trust Bank sideline far side. Behind Rowe and out of bounds. Blue Devils get it back on the Hanford turnover. Ball in to Micah Eggert. And Rowe is going to body him and foul him as he looks to negotiate to the near side. Rowe with the foul. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the far side along the Washington Trust Bank sideline. Top of the key extended, front court. Ball in to Micah Eggert. Eggert gets away from Rowe. Bounce pass inside. Lay-in put up and good by Jay Griff. Holy Toledo. What a move by Micah Eggert. And then a beautiful bounce pass to Jay Griff. And the Blue Devils up 44-23. We're a minute into the third quarter. Far side here is Clifton. Gets it up top. With the basketball is Riley. Stops in deep on the left-hand side. Looking. Gets it in the near corner. With the basketball is Jenkins. Dribbles to the wing, gets it in the near corner to Riley. Jumper on the way for three is good. Oh, my. There have been times tonight where Hanford has been amazing from outside the arc. Dumpster driving into the lane, leaves it off for Pemberton, who knifes his way through two Falcons to score. Colt, a stud down in the low block. 46-26, the Blue Devils, 6:20 and counting left in the third quarter. Clifton with a basketball. Against Micah Eggert. Attempts a spin move. Gets it off to Coe. Now on the near side to Rowe. Rowe gets by Bingham. Drops it off in the lane. A nice bounce pass. Lane put up no good on the part of Jenkins, but he is bodied and fouled. And the foul on the play is called on Colt Pemberton. And Jenkins will shoot two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Blue Devils up 46-26 with 6:05 left in the third quarter. Jenkins looking for his first point. Good-looking athlete. First free throw is up and good. Jenkins, a 6'4 senior forward. He looks all of that. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. And that one is good. A pair of drained Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws, and the Falcons now trail the Blue Devils 46-28. We're 2 minutes into the third quarter. Dumpster on the far side. Dumpster will dribble to the near side, drop it off for Eggert. Micah on the wing, on the dribble. Now bring it back out on the dribble. Between the legs a couple of times, picked up in a switch by Coe, drives far side and scores with a left hand! Again, putting the pedal to the metal, Micah Eggert. Talk to me, son! A half dozen points in the game for the Blue Devil point guard. And here's a three from the far side by Clifton that is good! Oh my goodness, Clifton! Another long distance three, this one from the far side, and it's 48-31, the Blue Devils. Eggert with a pass on the far side, an errant pass behind Bingham and out of bounds. Blue Devils turn it over. Asa Perkins into the ball game for Hanford, and he replaces Riley. He will inbound in the backcourt with 5:15 left in the third. the Falcons with 11 field goals in the game, 7 from outside the arc. Remember, they scored 81 last night against Sage U in an exciting ball game. 81-79, the Falcons won it in overtime. And a foul is going to be called. A foul, a reach-in foul on Bingham of the Blue Devils. That is the second in the quarter on the Blue Devils, and Hanford inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline front court. Coe near side. Off for Asa Perkins. And a blocking foul is going to be called on the Blue Devils. Come on, guys. We don't need to extend the game here as Colt Pemberton picks up that foul. And that's 3 in the quarter on the Blue Devils, and Hanford inbound. 4:51 left in the third. 48-31, the Blue Devils. Ball is bounced in. Now it is up top to Coe. Coe will hand it off to Perkins. He'll bounce it to the high post. It's taken by Jenkin. Jenkin on the far side to Coe. Coe in the near corner. Here's a left-handed shot put up. An air ball by Perkins, and the rebound off to Pemberton. And here is Derek Bingham into the lane. Lost the basketball. Blue Devils get careless and lose the ball. Here is Clifton, and Clifton is going to be called for carrying the ball before he crossed the midcourt line. So the Blue Devils get a break. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 4:22 left in the third quarter. Wahigh 48, Hanford 31, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back at the Wahigh Gym, Roy Eliah coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. 4:22 left in the third quarter. Blue Devils 48, Hanford Falcons 31. Blue Devils in possession. Micah Eggert far side, and he is going to be blocked and fouled on the far side as he goes to the deck. He's blocked and fouled by Jenkin, who stuck the knee out. That's 2 team fouls in the quarter on Hanford. Zip zone Conoco substitution, I think. Smith looking to check in for the Blue Devils, but no buzzer sounded. Pemberton near side for 3. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound off to Jay Griff. Far side here is Dumpster. Off to Jay Griff along the baseline. Stops, gets it in for Bingham. Bounce pass inside for Pemberton. Gets 2 Falcons off their feet with a pump fake. And he scores! 50-31, the Blue Devils. That is your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update. 3:47 and counting, the time remaining to be played in the third quarter. Hanford in possession. Look out. Clifton far side for 3. He knocks it down again. 4 threes in the game for Clifton. 50-34. The Blue Devils. Dumpster driving far side. Puts it up and missed it. Jay Griff with the follow. It's no good. Bingham gets the rebound. And they're going to call a foul on Derek Bingham of the Blue Devils. Tough break for the Blue Devils. Looked like a pretty good rebound, but they say Derek went over the back. Substitutions. Zip zone substitutions. Smith in for the Blue Devils. And Frank in for Hanford. Also in for Hanford is Riley. A scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. Here come the Falcons. Wall high up 50-34. Look out, there's Clifton. He's going to take a 3 from the far side. This one's an air ball and will go out of bounds. The kid is human. The kid is human. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Davenport and Allen in for the Blue Devils. Pemberton to the sideline along with Eggert. That time he was out just a bit too far. But he is one dangerous son of a gun, I'll tell you that. Derek Bingham far side with the basketball. Gets away from Rowe with a behind-the-back dribble. Pass on the near side. Here's a three by Pemberton. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound deflected, taken by Hanford. Outlet pass near side. Going to be taken by Allen. A sloppy pass by Hanford. Blue Devils retake possession of the basketball. Here is Derek Bingham on the dribble. Far side he goes. Throws up a runner off the glass. It is no good. Deflects the rebound to himself. Looks to get it inside. Has the ball deflected. Makes a spin move. Reverse. Layup is unbelievable. He is fouled. My goodness me. Holy Toledo. With his back to the basket, Bingham flings it in the air and scores. And he is fouled. It's the second personal foul on Frank of the Hanford Falcons. And Derek Bingham to the free throw line after his acrobatic move. And he completes the three-point play with a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. And the Blue Devils up 19-53-34, 2:38 and counting left in the third. And a travel on Rowe of the Hanford Falcons will give the ball back to the Blue Devils. A zip zone Conoco substitution. Roberson re-enters and Derek Bingham to the sideline. Derek Bingham with 11 points in this contest. Ball into Smith, who hit a couple of trays last night at Chiawana. Smith far side, Jacob Griffith. Up top, Roberson, and near side to Smith. In for Jay Griff. Backs a man down. They're going to call an offensive foul on Jacob Griffith. Oh, that's a tough, tough break for the Blue Devils. That is five team fouls in the quarter on the Blue Devils. And Hanford gets the basketball back. Rowe front court. Off of the near side to Clifton. If he's past the midcourt area, you better guard him. Here is Frank. Goes into the lane. Lost a couple of Blue Devils and lays the ball up and in as they laid off of him. And he said, the heck with it. I'm going to take it myself and score. 53-36, the Blue Devils. 2 minutes and counting left in the third quarter. Far side, Roberson. Top of the key. Far side to Allen. A three on the way by Allen is good! Nate the Great strikes from another zip code. Nate Allen gives the Blue Devils a 20-point lead with that Bruce Reed three from the far side. Free throw line extended. 1:35 and counting left in the third quarter. Hanford in possession of the basketball. Here is Clifton. Gets it up top to Riley. Riley top of the key up top for Clifton. Clifton gets by Allen. Into the lane he goes. Throws it up with the left hand and scores. And he is fouled. That foul is called on Nate Allen. And a zip zone Conoco substitution into the ball game. Fuller. He replaces Riley. Clifton to the stripe for a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. Looking to get a three-point play the old-fashioned way. And the free throw is up and good. 9 in the quarter. 15 in the game for Connor Clifton. 56-39, the Blue Devils. Smith with a basketball. Gabe Davenport. Bounce at high post to Jacob Griffith. Near side, here is a three by Davenport. It's around and off, no good. Rebound deflected once, twice, three times and out of bounds. And they're going to give the ball to Hanford. It looked like the Falcons knocked it out. Not Canadian rules, boys. You knock it out of bounds, it's not your ball. Sorry. Here is Clifton with a basketball for Hanford. High post to Frank, back to Clifton. He'll drive far side and put the ball up and in against the Swiss cheese Blue Devil defense. Not a good defensive sequence for the Blue Devils. The lead is 15, 56-41. Far side, Smith with a jumper just off high post left side. Bryson Smith with the deuce. 58-41, the Blue Devils, 30 seconds and counting left in the third quarter. Hanford in possession of the basketball. Here is Clifton against Smith. Between the rings, high post Frank, near side Clifton. Back to Frank, and Frank will travel with the basketball as Allen cut him off at the free throw line. And that results in the travel and the ball back to the Blue Devils with 17 seconds left in the third. The shot clock is off. Smith, far side with a basketball against Rowe. He is closely guarded. Down to 9 seconds left in the quarter. 8-7. Far side, Jay Griff spots up for a three. It's in and out, a heartbreak. And the rebound off to Perkins. 2 seconds, 1 second. Far side, Frank goes all the way. Lays it up and in at the buzzer. Blue Devils get a little lazy, and Frank lays the ball up and in to end the third quarter. And after three, Wahai 58, Hanford 43. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Totaling up some numbers here through three quarters, Hanford with 16 field goals, 8 from outside the arc. Falcons 3-for-3 from the free throw line. They are led by the 17 points of Connor Clifton. The Blue Devils, in the meantime, 4 points from Roberson, a half dozen from Eggert, 11 points from Bingham, 9 from Griffith, 2 from Smith, 3 from Allen, 4 from Pemberton, a half dozen from Dumpser. We have begun the fourth quarter. Here is a drive and a missed dunk by Hanford. But the Falcons get the ball back. Long three out front. In and out, a heartbreak for Clifton. But there for the offensive rebound and missing the putback is Frank. Blue Devils again getting out hustled. And here is Jay Griff hustling after the ball in the midcourt area. A foul is called. They're going to call it on Jacob Griffith, as he and a Falcon went after the ball out near the midcourt area. And Hanford in possession. Into the lane is Perks. Left-handed lay-in, left it short. Rebound off to Eggert. Micah into the front court. Guarded by Rowe. Gets by Rowe. Into the lane. Bounce it inside for Roberson. He lays it up. No, but he is fouled. Fouled hard. In the low block is Roberson, and that foul is called on Frank. And Kalama Roberson to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first is up. The first is good. A couple of zip zone Conoco substitutions for the Falcons. Coe is back in along with Riley. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw coming for Roberson. It's in the air. It's good. He rattled it home. 60-43, the Blue Devils, just over a half minute in to the fourth quarter. With the basketball is Fuller, near side to Clifton, top of the key to Frank. Frank near side against Jay Griff, has the ball knocked away, almost ripped away by Jay Griff, and a jump ball is going to be called. Jay Griff getting the hands in and nearly ripping the ball away from Frank. Held ball called. The Blue Devils get it back on the alternating possession. Eggert far side with the basketball. He'll go into the lane, throw up a runner. It's an in and out, a heartbreak. Rebound off to Jay Griff. Pass on the near side, going to be taken by Hanford, but Jay Griff was fouled. He was grabbed and fouled on the play. And that foul is called on Frank of the Hanford Falcons. And the Blue Devils to inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Front court. Here is Eggert. Near corner, Dumpster, three on the way by Nile, is off the rim, no good. Going high for the rebound is Roberson, but he went over the back on the rebound. And a zip zone Conoco substitution. Schultz into the ball game for Hanford. Schultz is in for Frank. 6:58 left in the fourth. 60-43, the Blue Devils. Coe with the basketball against Roberson. In the near corner it goes. With the basketball is Clifton. He'll dribble out front against Niall Dumpster. 30, guarding 30. Now it's up top. A long three by Riley is off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound deflected by Hanford. Taken by Micah Eggert. Eggert far side to Roberson. Free throw line extended up top to Eggert. Micah Eggert guarded by Coe. Micah will drive far side. Far corner, Jagris spots up for a three. It's off the rim, no good. A little too strong. Rebound off to Eggert. Back to Jagris. He reloads and misses another one off the rim. And the ball hits the support above the backboard. And the ball back to Hanford with 6:14 to go. 60-43, the Blue Devils. Near side with the basketball is Riley against Roberson. Still on the dribble in the far corner. Shot on the way, put up for three, is no good by Fuller. Rebound deflected, taken by Bingham. Derek Bingham down the near side on the dribble. Bingham all the way, lays it up, no. Offensive rebound and a put back by Jay Griff. Jacob Griffith in double figs with 11. 62-43, the Blue Devils. And we're going to have a travel called on Hanford. Pass on the near side. Not handled well by Coe. And the ball back to the Blue Devils with 5:42 to go. Micah Eggert, front court. Found a pick by Pemberton. Downy lane he goes, puts it up, missed the lay-in. Left it short. Ball is loose. Ball is knocked away near side. Knocked away by Hanford and out of bounds. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Eggert to get it in. Near side, Jay Griff. Now it is Micah Eggert into the lane. Far side, it is Roberson driving into the lane. Puts it up off the back of the rim. The rebound deflected far side, taken by Roberson. Roberson up top to Niall Dumpster. 5:14 and counting left in the fourth. A runner far side by Dumpster is good! The River Nile running ever so beautifully, and a timeout called by Hanford with 5:06 left in the fourth. Wahai 64, Hanford 43. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil Boys 64, the Hanford Falcons 43. 5:06 remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. This Mid-Columbia Conference Boys basketball game. Hanford in possession. A knockaway near side by the Blue Devils, and Hanford will retain. They'll inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Front court. Coe looks to get it in. Up top to Clifton. Clifton with a basketball. Round a pick by Schultz. Picked up in a switch by Jay Griff. Shot clock at 9. Ball inside to Schultz. Puts it up and missed it. Puts it up again. Missed it, but he is fouled. Foul is called on Niall Dumpster. That is his first, team's third of the quarter. And Schultz to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Free throw up and no good. He missed it. Second attempt, going to be an air ball. Schultz, he makes nothing. We have another timeout. We do have another timeout with 4:43 left in the fourth quarter. Score remains 64-43, the Blue Devils. A full timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla, I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Wahai 64, Hanford 43. Welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at Courtside. Earlier in the day, the Wahai Blue Devil girls, in a big way, defeating the Hanford Falcons by 40-plus. Blue Devils up by 21 here with 4:43 to go, 64-43. The Blue Devils will inbound in the backcourt along the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Here is Agert, far side to Bingham. Near side, Jay Griff. Now it is Micah Agert in possession. Now it's Derek Bingham. Far side, Jacob Griffith. And so off to Dumpster. A long three straight away by Niall is good! Holy Toledo! Dumpster! The guilty party in the eyes of Falcon Nation. That Bruce Reed three makes it 67-43. The Blue Devils, and a foul called on the Blue Devils. It is called on Roberson. And the Blue Devils going to sub in five with 4:10 to go. Nice job by the five that were in. The five now in. Heinrich, Davenport, Allen, Pemberton, and Higgins. 4:10 left in the fourth. Pass inside. Shot put up and missed by Jenkin. And a foul is going to be called inside. Foul on a shot attempt. A foul on Colt Pemberton. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update with 4:05 left in the fourth quarter. Wahai 67. Hanford 43. Jenkin, two shots. First one, bangs off the back of the rim, no good. Hanford, 3-for-6 from the free throw line in the game. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is in and out. A heartbreak, and the rebound off to Pemberton. Colt down the far side on the dribble. In the far corner, here's Higgins for three. It's just a little short. Rebound off to Jenkin. Far side, Clifton. Clifton with the basketball. Near side, here is Coe for three. It's too strong. Offensive rebound taken by Jenkin. And he will travel with the basketball. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. The scoreboard update presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Hanford putting up some backcourt pressure. Far side, here is Davenport with a basketball. Now it's Heinrich. Near side, Pemberton. In the near corner to Higgins. One dribble to the wing. Up top for Colt Pemberton. Just inside of 3.5 minutes left in the fourth. 67-43, the Blue Devils. Heinrich up top. Six on the shot clock. Pass near side. A bad pass and a foul. Reach-in foul going to be called on Luke Higgins as he fouled Riley, who got in the passing lane. That will mean free throws for the Falcons. Maddox Riley, 9 points in the game. And you guessed it, all from three-point range. Falcons have not scored here in the fourth quarter. Free throw. They have now scored here in the fourth quarter. Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Smith in for the Blue Devils for Colt Pemberton. Another free throw coming for Riley of the Hanford Falcons. And his free throw is good. 67-45, the Blue Devils. 3:15 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Far side Higgins, near side to Smith as they break the pressure of the Falcons. Here's a pass for Heinrich. He steps on the midcourt line. Bit of an unforced error there by the Blue Devils. Gives the ball back to Hanford. Not the best pass in the world, and Lincoln unable to stay off of the midcourt line. Hanford in possession. 3 minutes and counting left in the fourth quarter. Up top here is Clifton against Luke Higgins. High post to Jenkin. Now it's on the near side with the basketball is Coe. Now it is Clifton. Three on the way near side. Off the back of the rim. Long rebound far side. And it's not saved in bounds. Almost saved in bounds by a hustling Jenkin. Jenkin attempting to dribble it along the Washington Trust Bank sideline far side, but he stepped on the sideline and the ball back to the Blue Devils. But good hustle on his part. High post, here is Allen. Pass near side for Davenport, deflected out of bounds. It'll be Hanford ball. Three substitutions for Hanford presented by Zip Zone Conoco. Frank is in, Schultz is in, and Algar is in. Colby Algar, he is a senior. 6'1", a wing slash forward. Between the rings, here is Allen with the basketball. Near corner, here's Heinrich spotting up for three. It's around and off, no good. High for the rebound is Davenport. Up top to Allen. Allen will drive near side. Near corner, Higgins. Three on the way. Yes, sir! Luke Higgins in the scoring column with a Bruce Reed three, and the Blue Devils lead 70-45. 2 minutes and counting, the time remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. Hanford in possession of the basketball. Drive far side, lay-in put up and missed with the left hand by Rowe. Hanford claims the offensive rebound. Far side, here is Frank against Allen. It's rid of it to Rowe, back to Frank at the free throw line. Jumper on the way is good for Sev Frank. And a timeout called by Hanford with 1:40 remaining in the final period. Wahai 70, Hanford 47. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. A minute and 40 seconds remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. The Wahai Blue Devil boys leading the Hanford Falcons 70-47. The Blue Devils to inbound to resume play. Smith gets it in to Davenport. Substitutions presented by Zip Zone Conoco for Hanford during the timeout period. Allen near side to Davenport. Dave will dribble between the rings. Far side to an unsuspecting Smith, and the Blue Devils turn it over. Fuller on the near side. Here is Perks. Bounce it on the near side to Allen. Here's Frank. Far side to Perks. Coming away for three is no good. And a nice screen out by Nate Allen. Screened Schultz off. On the rebound, the ball out of bounds to the Blue Devils. With 1:09 to go. Ball into Smith. Now it's Heinrich. Far side to Allen. Nate will pass in the front court, far side to Davenport. in the far corner. A three on the way put up. In and out. A heartbreak for Higgins. And the rebound taken by Frank of Hanford. Frank on the far side. Pass on the far side. Deflected out of bounds by Gabe Davenport. Knocked it away that time from Fuller. And Hanford will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank sideline. Far side front court. 43 seconds and counting left in the final period. 70-47, the Blue Devils. Up top, here's a three straight away. It's off the rim, no good. That attempt by Fuller. And we're going to have a blocking foul called on Hanford far side. Blocking foul on Frank with 33 and a half seconds to go. Blue Devils will inbound on the far side. And that is the fifth personal foul on Frank. And a zip zone Conoco re-entry for Hanford. Jenkins is back for the Falcons. Davenport with the basketball, far side for Smith. Between the rings, Allen, high post to Heinrich. Up top, Davenport. Davenport up top, Heinrich, long three straight away. Off the back of the rim, no good, and the rebound off to Fuller. Fuller on the near side to Jenkin. Jenkin into the lane, gets it far side for a wide open three-point attempt by Elgar. That is good. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and this ball game is over. Final score, Wahai 70, Hanford 50. Coming up next, the Chevelle Construction post-game show after a three-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment. 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro have the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Bill and Brandon offer solutions tailored to your situation. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management today at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil boys defeat the Hanford Falcons by a score of 70-50. And that comes on the heels of a nice performance by the Wahai girls basketball team. The Blue Devils in earlier girls competition defeating the Hanford Falcons, a final count of 64-18. Now, welcome you to our post-game show. It's presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. And we're going to be joined by a couple of Wahai players during our Chevelle Construction post-game show. And we're also going to have final statistics for you as well. We'll also be joined by Wahai boys basketball coach Spencer Hessler. So while we get organized for our Chevelle Construction post-game show, we're going to step aside for another commercial break and return to the Wahai Gym. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. Through Christmas Eve, we're introducing our 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to be giving away $100 Visa gift cards to the first 50 customers who test drive one of our vehicles. Now, we have to limit these to one per family, but it really is that simple. No purchase necessary. The most frequent comment from our customers is about how easy it is to do business with us. Come and experience our first ever 12 Days of Christmas event, and may all of you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And welcome back to the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, our Chevelle Construction post-game show after a winning night for Wahai Blue Devil basketball. Earlier, the Wahai Blue Devil girls overwhelming the Hanford Falcons 64-18. And in the boys contest that concluded just a few minutes ago, the Wahai Blue Devil boys 70, the Hanford Falcons 50. And we continue our Chevelle Construction post-game show. Recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game. Well, let's make it co-players of the game. We're joined courtside by Jacob Griffith and Derek Bingham. Derek Bingham with a baker's dozen in tonight's contest. Jacob Griffith with 11 points in tonight's contest. And boys, my goodness, what a start to this contest. A team that struggled, scored, 36 points last night at Chiawana, gets 24 in the first quarter tonight against Hanford. Now, what were the keys in the first quarter, Jacob, that were such that you were able to put 24 points on the board.
Yeah, I think definitely for sure one of the keys is turning the ball over less in Tijuana. We had like 24 turnovers last night. It definitely took away a lot of our possessions and points, and we just moved the ball better. We kind of just took it to Hanford and just decided to move the ball, and we just got the right shots.
And Derek, you know that this is a very dangerous team coming off an amazing win last night against Sageview in what must have been an incredible high school basketball game. Hanford winning 81-79 over the Lobos of Sageview last evening. So you knew that this was a team that was very, very capable of scoring. Now, they score 50 points in this contest. I mean, this team was not afraid to launch from three-point range. I mean, my God, Clifton, I think on a couple of occasions, was at least 5 or 6 feet behind the three-point arc. But what were the keys defensively? Because most nights, when you limit an opponent to 50 points, you're going to come out with the W.
We emphasize a lot of chasing their players because everybody was labeled a shooter on the team. So we emphasize just chasing them off screens and closing out well on shooters and having good help side defense.
Indeed, and what a fine, fine job it was. And it was one of those games where you never got the sense that the Blue Devils were in any kind of danger. But with that said, a possession here, a possession there, a three-pointer here, a three-pointer there, a 20-plus point lead could be whittled in seconds, maybe a minute, if that. But one of those nights where the balance was very, very evident. Derek, address, if you would, the balance that the ball club put forth tonight in terms of scoring. Amazing. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. My God, 11 players scored tonight? Are you kidding me? What does it say about this ball club?
We just look for each other to score. If everybody's hot, then we're a rolling team, and it showed tonight.
It certainly did, and everybody scored. Everybody scored in this game at least 2 points in this contest. And Jacob, from your standpoint, you kind of liking this scoring thing a little bit? There's no question we know that you can defend. But how about your approach offensively?
My approach offensively, yeah, I definitely take pride in defense, but offense is something I can definitely do better. I just need to do better looking for my shot just to make sure that I take the right shot. And when it comes, just knowing to pass, knowing to shoot, and just do what's best for the team.
Now, there's no doubt you like to mix it up on the inside. No question about that. But once in a while, you're not afraid to launch from outside the arc, right?
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely looking to shoot some threes always.
Well, you guys have got a couple of games coming up next weekend, hoping to build on this win over Hanford here tonight. The Blue Devils next weekend will be hosting Sageview, the new kid on the block, here in the Wahai Gym. And next Saturday, a trip to Hermiston. So, Derek, what are your expectations going into next weekend? Another case where on Monday you get back to work and look forward to a couple of more Mid-Columbia Conference challenges.
Just making sure we keep our head down and keep grinding every day as a team, and just make sure we study other teams, find out their strengths, their weaknesses, and just take it to them.
Well, guys, we appreciate the time very, very much. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to your teammates. And congratulations to the coaching staff for a very, very nice win here tonight. The Blue Devils now even Steven in Mid-Columbia Conference play, 1 up and 1 down and 2 and 2 overall. So congratulations to the both of you, and look forward to seeing you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Roy. I appreciate it.
Likewise. A couple of outstanding young men, Jacob Griffith and Derek Bingham, joining us for our Chevelle Construction post-game show, our Eric Kimball co-CPA players of the game. And we are now joined by Wahai boys basketball coach Spencer Hessler after this 70-50 victory over the Hanford Falcons. And coach, what a nice effort, and certainly putting the disappointment of last evening in the rearview mirror, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I mean, we always kind of challenge them after a tough loss. One thing I love about our team is we always play extremely hard. And so I always take pride in how hard they play. But I told them we have to also start executing as well. I thought last night we had a tough time executing, and I thought tonight they came out, ran the stuff well, took care of the basketball, which I was really preaching. But the effort's always there, but they executed better tonight.
Without a doubt. And one of those cases last night, I think, where Chiawana is a big, strong physical team. And when I call them a bunch of brutes, I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I mean, they've got some tough physical athletes. Hanford, perhaps not as much, but they've got some guys that are more than capable of filling it up, and they proved it last night with that exciting overtime win over Sageview.
Right. I mean, Chiwana is, I think, one of the best teams in the league. I think they're going to compete with Richland when it's all said and done. They 1 through 10 are tough. These guys hit 15 threes last night in their first game, so we were expecting them to come out and shooting well. I thought our defense in the half court was really well. I thought we did a really good job on them in the half court. We communicate. We play together. We have good intensity. I was really proud of the effort on the defensive end.
Without a doubt. And offensively, every Blue Devil that played in this game got into the scoring column.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, huh? 11 guys. It's hard to play. It's hard to play 11 guys. I'm learning that right now. But, yeah, I think our second unit needs to finish a little better at the end. They come in and get a little three-point happy. But, yeah, they shared the ball, and everyone got in there, so it was good.
Well, now a couple of league challenges coming up next week. It'll be back to work on Monday, and a couple of challenges, one in the Wahai Gym, one on the road. The Blue Devils scheduled to host Sageview next Friday night in the Wahai Gym. Sageview, the new kid on the block in the Mid-Columbia Conference, led by former Walla Walla Community College assistant coach Case Rada. And next Saturday night, the Blue Devils going on the road to a place that is never easy to pull one out unless you hit 21 or 22 threes as the Blue Devils
21,
did.
I remember that, yeah. COVID year, yeah.
In that contest just, I believe, a couple or three seasons ago. Going to be a difficult task without question next Saturday at Hermiston.
Yeah, we told our guys starting tonight this was a very winnable stretch for us coming up with four games. So tonight was a good start on that journey. We'll prepare hard for Sageview and Hermiston. Those are both 3A opponents, so those are very important on our schedule. So we'll be ready to work on Monday and get ready for them.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate the time very, very much. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to your coaching staff. And congratulations to the young men for putting forth a nice effort here tonight against a very capable and very dangerous Hanford basketball team, and I think our final statistics that we will give in just a few moments will bear that out. So heartiest congratulations to you, and look forward to visiting with you next week.
All right, well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Wahai boys basketball coach Spencer Hessler joining us for our Chevelle Construction post-game show. Greatly appreciate his time, and we're going to continue our Chevelle Construction post-game show from the Wahai Gym with final statistics. They are presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Final scoring in the game for the Blue Devils: Kalama Roberson, a half dozen. Micah Eggert with a half dozen. Derek Bingham with a baker's dozen. Cave Davenport with a half dozen. Lincoln Heinrich with a handful. Jacob Griffith with a double ace, 11 points. Luke Higgins with a tray. Bryson Smith with two. Nate Allen with three. Colt Pemberton, four. Niall Dumpser, 11. The Blue Devils, 29 field goals in tonight's game, 7. From Bruce Reed territory, the Blue Devils 5-for-7 from the free throw line. Blue Devils were called for 13 personal fouls. For Hanford, Coe with 3, Riley 11, Rowe 8, Frank 6, Jenkin 2, Elgar 3, and Clifton with a team high and a game high, 17 points. Hanford with 18 field goals in the game, 9. From three-point range, the Falcons 5-for-9 from the free throw line, and Hanford was called for a dozen personal fouls. Our final statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Next week, the Wahai boys and girls basketball teams scheduled to take on the Sageview Lobos next Friday and the Hermiston Bulldogs a week from tonight. And next week, we plan to take the air at 5:15 on Friday prior to the girls' contest at 5:45 against Sageview. The boys' game will follow at 7:30 next Friday night, and then a trip to Hermiston next Saturday. It will be matinee time for the Wahai boys and girls. We will take the air at 2:45 next Saturday afternoon. The girls' game scheduled to tip off at 3:15, followed by the boys' game at 5 o'clock. And that's going to do it for our post-game show for the Wahai Gym. It was presented by our good friend and Big Blue booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. Some thank yous to go out as we sign off from the Wahai Gym. First, we want to thank all of the great people in Walla Walla School District 140 for their support of our broadcasts, including Superintendent Dr. Ben Guyan, Principal John Schumacher, and Athletic Director Chris Ferenz. Also, a big thank you to our in-studio engineer, Juliana Rauer, the former Juliana Fazzari. A tremendous job at the controls tonight, greatly appreciated by the voice of the Blue Devils. Of course, want to thank all of our great sponsors who help make these broadcasts possible. And, of course, a big thank you to each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation for tuning in to our Wahai basketball coverage on this Saturday. I'm Roy Eliah reporting from the Walla Walla High School Gymnasium, telling you one final time, the Wahai boys and girls varsity basketball teams victorious over Hanford in Mid-Columbia Conference basketball action. Earlier today, the Wahai Blue Devil girls give Coach Mike Clark a nice birthday present by defeating the Hanford Falcons 64-18. And in the boys contest, Wahai prevails over Hanford 70-50. It is now time for the baby boy of the late Elvita Eliah, a 1943 graduate of Walla Walla High School, to return you to the studios of your home for Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC. And from the Wahai Gym, I'm Roy Eliah, wishing each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation, in the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Wahai Blue Devils basketball on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 on your FM dial. Join us again next time for Blue Devils Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC.